Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shannon in the morning. Shannon in the morning. In the morning. In the morning.
101.1 CBS FM. You got the big show at 8:32. Shannon in the morning with that Patty Steele. And checking in on the big show star phone, one of America's most respected and celebrated restaurateurs. The pride of Stuyvesant High School, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Drew Nieperant. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Do people screw your name up a lot?
Scott does.
Oh, my God. You know, like, it's unbelievable.
Give me some of the aberrations you've heard.
Right. You know, it's a weird thing because the name is so ridiculous, but there's a village in Poland.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of spelled that way. So, you know, I think that's probably where it comes from. But you're right. I mean, it's ridiculous.
No, he didn't say ridiculous. He said hard to pronounce for him.
I didn't say, I would imagine, do you ever, does anybody ever bastardize it?
Every time. I mean, the Pierpont. You know, it's like, my mother was an actress. Actually, Scott, my mother was on radio. On a show called Let's Pretend, CBS Radio. My mother was, for many years, it was like the Sesame Street of its era. But anyway, my mother, when, you know, she'd say her last name, that people look at her, and so she does this thing where she points to her knee, pouring wine, and paying the rent. So it's Nieperant, and then, you know, but it's a little much.
Nieperant. I got that. You know, it's funny because Drew sent me a picture of his mom, and she worked at a time when they'd have like a card table in front of them with a microphone, and they didn't have all the and she actually, did she sing on the radio? What did she do?
No. Let's Pretend was, you know, they did all the kid stories, like, you know, Robin Hood or the classic children's stories.
It was before your time, obviously, that they would, you know, that's the way they used to do it back then. They'd have sound effects and people and all that kind of thing. So you grew up in a showbiz house.
Exactly. I'm reading Woody Allen's book.
Right.
And he talks a lot about radio because he also, you know, radio was fantastic for him.
Sure.
But he's of that era. But it was great. Like, you know, my mother worked with so many people over the years, and she became a casting director for Young and Rubicam for like the last 30 years of her life. And
So,
you know, people like Ann Mirren and Jerry Stiller, you know, we used to see all the time. And, you know, my mother was just a beautiful, wonderful person. So it was fantastic. So that's why I got into the restaurant business, because it was very theatrical.
That's interesting. I was going to ask you that. So that's kind of what led you. It has the same sort of thrill to it.
My father was an attorney for the state liquor authority.
You
know, when you're a little kid, you know, my father was taking us to like these incredible restaurants, French, Italian, Chinese, German, you name it. Because my father was a wonderful person, and, you know, he had a way, these were all immigrants, basically. The people in restaurants in the 60s, they were all right off the boat, and he would make it very easy for them. You know, when they came into the liquor authority, you know, it was hard to navigate all the procedures, and he just made it easy. So they'd invite him for dinner with us. And so I was exposed to it at a very early age, and it was just something that, like, you know, I found wonderful. And, you know, obviously I went about it, and it's been my career.
You have to have a real business sense, though, too, because, I mean, you have had so many incredible restaurants. You had, like, Montrachet that then became, that turned into another restaurant, and then another, and then Batard now, right?
Yeah, no, we've had that now 35 years.
Wow.
I signed the lease there in 1984. But Montrachet, you know, this is amazing. I was working at all these French restaurants in New York City, La Grenouille, Le Perigord, and I had just run the New York Marathon in 1983, and I was jogging in Tribeca.
Wow.
Nobody was, and I saw this space, and it was $1,500 a month for 1,500 square feet. And I knew I could afford that, but I had no money. Anyway, I signed the lease. I opened in April of 1985. And then 7 weeks after, we got 3 stars from the New York Times with a 16, that's 1/6, three-course menu. So, I mean, we could have filled Shea Stadium. It was like Storm the Bastille, you know. And that restaurant lasted 22 years, but then it's morphed into two other three-star restaurants, which now is a restaurant I have called Batard, which means bastard, but Batard. And, you know, I mean, I'll tell you the truth. I'm not a really good business person because I never look at the money and I never look at the financials. I just serve good food, good wine, and provide, you know,
and pray for the
service.
Best.
And that's an old-fashioned thing. That's
but you must have fashion. Business people then that help you because there are great people
that
fall out of business, and you've
got business people. You couldn't stay in business.
No, you're right. The most important business person I have is Robert De Niro.
That's true. He helps with the publicity.
He came into Montrachet, and then years later, we did the Tribeca Grill.
Right.
35 years, because we opened that in 1990, and that's been a tremendous success. And then, you know, he proposed doing Nobu, and, you know, the Japanese restaurants were really only for the Japanese in New York City anyway. But, we did something that was so unique. Now, it's we opened in 1994, so it's about 25, 26 years later, and it's like the most popular. You know, there's 50 around the world. We're open for takeout during this damn thing, so you know, if you feel like that, you can order takeout.
I heard that Nobu's got lines for takeout.
Well, you know, takeout is new for us because we're so busy as a restaurant. We never did takeout. So, like yesterday, I looked and they said, you know, Postmates is the company that we work with to deliver. There was a point when, you know, they had so many orders that they couldn't fulfill the delivery men.
Wow.
You know, Nobu's
still popular. The people still like
crazy.
To eat.
And it's very, you know, it's not cheap, you know.
No.
Japanese food is not cheap. So, I mean, we're very fortunate, though. But, I mean, it's 26 years.
We're talking to Drew Nieperent and about his restaurants, Nobu and Tribeca and many, many others. It's probably, would you call this the worst time in your professional life or career?
Yes, without question. I mean, you know, 9/11, all my restaurants were below Canal Street, so they shut us down for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I told the staff, I was confident that we'd bounce back because I didn't, you know, it's interesting. We were on the phone to Rudy Giuliani. I mean, we really could talk to him back then. And, you know, the whole thing was to get reopened. Now, this thing, in New York especially, I can't talk about other parts of the United States, but in New York, we have to wait and see before we reopen. Even doing takeout is a danger.
You have any plans moving forward? I mean, I know they're talking in a lot of places about opening up actual parking lots near restaurants so they can have more outdoor eating. Are you guys looking at any of that?
You know, but when, first of all, you know, if you're a New Yorker, July in New York City is, you know, it's not a favorable place. You'd have to have an overhang or some protection from the rain. Mm-hmm. So that's not really a solution. The problem really is this. You know, the restaurant business, we always kept our prices down, and our profit margins were small and kept getting smaller because the rents kept getting higher. Now, you know, people coming up with all this stuff, but, you know, at 50% capacity or 25% capacity, you know, at 100% rent, there's no way it's going to work. You know, it's just, you know, I'm just, every day you learn something new. I do believe that the government in New York City, New York State is handling this pretty well. And I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait till things, you know, look like... Look, the bottom line is the most important thing is that the customer is confident to come back. I don't care about, you know, I'm not rushing to come back, because if there's no business, what good is it?
And we're open. So, nobody's coming in.
Yeah. Exactly. We have to have the confidence of the customer.
Mm-hmm. Drew, thank you for taking time to talk to us. Good job, my friend.
All the best, my friend. Take care.
See you soon. Drew Neal.
You did that on purpose.
I did not.
Drew Neal.
he really is a good guy and does a great job. As you know,
it's phenomenal. I mean, if you look at the list of restaurants he's either worked in or owned over the years, it's insane. And I still didn't quite get an answer to how does one guy, because there are a lot of really incredible chefs and cooks out there, how does one guy, time after time, understand what it takes to make a restaurant just sing?
Well, he loves what he does. Yeah. And anytime you do that, like you heard him say, he's really not in it for the money, although that I'm sure he makes money. I'm not saying they don't have to be profitable. But he really does love doing what he does.
It's interesting that he credited Robert De Niro with really kind of pushing him up to the next level.
Keep an eyeball on him.
Yeah, well, in spreading the word, too.
Thank you, Drew. Great job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.